Okay, so we'll see how long we go. We'll at least start introducing it. So, I wanted to start talking about Kel Melech Ne'eman, right? We've talked a lot about Kriyat Shema. I want to at least address Kel Melech Ne'eman. I gave a mini-share on it on, the WhatsApp group over the summer last year based in Jew of Russia Weiss, but I want to start talking about it. So first of all, let's see, who says it here? Who when they daven by themselves, say Kel Melech Ne'eman for Shema? Or Ashkenazim, not Ashfardi, right? You don't say it, right? You don't say it, do you? No, he doesn't say it. Okay, good. So, if we daven b'yechidut, right, then the Ramah quotes the Minhag, that you say Kel Melech Ne'eman before you start Shema.
The number of words are the same.
Oh, good. So there's two things we could do here, right? One is to figure out halachically whether you should do this or whether it's extremely problematic. The second is to understand how this minhag arose and see what it tells us about tefillah. Which do you want to do first? What? What? Which do you want to do first, Rami? Like understanding it?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So where does it come from? So for the moment, we'll bracket the halachic question of whether this is mutter, right? And we'll just acknowledge the fact that there is this Ashkenazi minhag to say Kel Melech Ne'eman when davening biyachid. So first of all, Kel Melech Ne'eman is linked already by the Gemara to what word? Amen. Right, the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Yoter Amabet says that my amen, what does amen mean? Kel Melech Ne'eman, or El Melech Ne'eman, right? That God, the king, is faithful, okay? So, why, that's how we use it, but this is what Chazal said actually expands to, okay? But why do we say this? And again, I'm bracketing from the halachic question whether it's mutter. Okay? So where does this come from? So the honest truth is that the strongest source for it is the Zohar. But it appears in other Rishonim, as well, not only from the Zohar. So we'll go through several different variations of it and try to understand what it tells us, right, about Shema. But that's my goal, because even if it's a weird minhag, right, maybe even a problematic minhag, and not all Ashkenazim do it either, I think the Yekim don't do it. Okay, fine. So, but it appears, for example, in the Kolbo, quoting the Eshkol, and he says as follows, Bekriyat Shema Yeshba Yudchet Hazkarot Keneged Yudchet Chuliyot. Hashem's name appears 18 times in Shema, parallel to the 18th vertebrae. V'ramach Tevot Keneged Ramach Evarim. And 248 words, as Ezra noted, parallel to the 248 limbs. Mashana Amar Kol Otzmotai Domarna Hashem Michamocha. Now what's the problem? There are not 248 words, there are 245 words. Even if you count Baruch Shem, you get to 245. Therefore, there are two main solutions, well, three main solutions that are found in the poskim. Yes, one is to say Kel Melech Ne'eman, the other is for the Chazan to repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emet, and the third, you're like, where is this crazy one, which is the one that the Shulchan Aruch actually says Sfaradim should rely on, which is, let's see if you do this one. What do you do when you're not davening with a minyan, my dear Sephardi friend? How do you get to 248 when there is no minyan? So it gets even weirder. Shulchan Aruch says, "Imu kare biyachid."
You remove three limbs from your body.
Yichavein b'tedvav vavin shebemet v'yativ she'olim tzadi. You have kavana for the 15 vavs that appear in Emet V'yatziv, which has a gematria of Em Keneged Shaloshim et Havaya, Shekol Shem Olechav Vav Arba Odiyot Hem Shloshim. Because 6 times 15 is 90, which is the equivalent of Shem Hashem times 3, if you do the gematria of Shem Hashem, which is 26, plus the fact that Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey have four letters, so 26 plus 4 times 3 is 90, so if you have Kavana for the 6 Vavs, the 15 Vavs times 6, it equals the 3, the gematria of Shem Hashem times 3 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4. I want to point out that that is Shulchan Aruch's official suggestion. What? Yes. Joe says that's because Sephardim are better at math. Yes, this is how we get little Sephardi kids who don't go to shul to practice their math. We tell them, count 248, and then multiply 15 by 6, right? Divide it by 3, right? Subtract 12, divide by 3, you get 26, and then you'll know the Gematria of Shem Hashem. Yes, that is actually Shulchan Aruch's official suggestion. So how do you get to 248? Now, what? We're allowed to say that's weird, okay? Now, why does anybody care about this magic number of 248 such that we bend over backwards to either fill in 248 with Kel Melech Neheman, Hashem Elokeichem Emet, or 15 times 6, which is 26 times 3 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4. So, surprisingly, that's not what anyone actually cares about, which is shocking, right? No. So, Yosef says, aha, there are 248 mitzvot asay, which is connected to the Ramach Evarim itself, right? But good, what is the point? So, in the Kolbo, you get the source of Kol Atmotaino Tomarna Hashem Michamocha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, which says that all my bones should praise God. And then he quotes Baharash Al Katan Nagu Bakalarkara Eila Lomar Shel Nachneman Hashem Rahe Tevot Kriyashma Negan Matai Marim Shmonevarim. And the way we get to 248 was Yad Kal Nachneman Shemishmar Adam Ramach Tevot Shel Kriyashma Yishmar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ramach Evarim Shemah Adam. So if you keep the 248, you say the 248 words of Shema and keep them, so God will protect the 248 limbs. The Then the Rush, then he quotes something really just weird, but I said I would hold off on the halachic ones. And this is like, halachically this is one of the weirdest sugyas. Right? Some people don't say Kel Melech Neheman because you're not allowed to say Amen to your own bracha, and still, since Kel Melech Neheman is a spelling out of Amen, therefore, by saying Kel Melech Neheman between Ava Rabba and Shema would be Kielu, you said Amen to Ava Rabba, which would be saying Amen to your own bracha, and therefore it's Usher. The other people say that. This is what the Kolbo quotes. What do you want from me? I didn't make this up. I told you. Okay. Fine. So, in the Kolbo already, though, we have, even though he says this is the same, or almost the same, there seem to be two very different formulations. And this is what I care about, okay? For today, since Rami voted that we're not worrying about the halakha, we'll do that next time. I want to figure out, why do we care to, in one way or the other, come up with 248. Again, whether it's Kel Melech Neheman, or Hashem Elokeichem Emet, or 15 Vavs, and whatever. Because you have 245 words, you need 3 more, and 15 Vavs is a gematria of 90, which is Shem Hashem times 3, plus the 4 letters of Shem Hashem times 3, so it's... I don't understand the problem. It's 78 plus 12. Which is the equivalent of 3 more words of Shem Hashem. Great. Yes. So there are different ones here, and I think that if you really focus on it, they give you different perspectives on why we care about 248. Okay? So someone tell me, what's pshat in saying that we care about 248 because Kol Atzmotai Tomarna Hashem Michamocha? Yeah. And therefore?
We need to be... explicitly or explicitly training for something.
See, it's not, again, I think it's more than that, right? And this is why I do think it's important. As weird as this minhag is, I think it's important. Because think about what it's saying. What's the pasuk actually mean? Call at motai to marna Hashem michamocha. All my bones. So say, call at motai, all my bones will say, Hashem, who is like you? So the emphasis is call at motai. All my bones, all my limbs. Now normally that's used in the context of prayer, of praise, but remember, for me, what stands out is that this formulation comes back to a lot of what we've been talking about. Right? We've talked about and highlighted this at every stage of the way in Kriyat Shema. That one of the unique things about Kriyat Shema is it's not just mitzvah, but what is it? It's a, so yes, Shema is a declaration of faith. But what have we noted is a common theme that runs through all of Shema, the mitzvot that are mentioned. Right, we've talked about totality, right? Right? It's mitzvot you do all the time. Mitzvot that are on your house. Mitzvot, right, that even Talmud Torah isn't about you, it's about teaching your children, right? There's this idea of continuity over time, completeness of commitment, right? Sits that we talk about, you wear it all the time, it reminds you what to think at all times, right, to think about your commitment to God, to declare your servitude to God. And it basically every twist and turn in Kriyat Shema, we've seen this idea of totality of commitment. Right? And the mitzvot that are mentioned are about totality. For me, this explanation goes in that direction. To say that the reason, however you want to come up with the weird mathematics of 248, the reason you want to do it is because you want to evoke the imagery of Kol Atzmotai Tomar Hashem Yichamocha, is because whatever you're doing in Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to do it with every fiber of your being. Right? That's essentially what this is, right? The idiom we use in English, every fiber of your being, is exactly what they're saying. Say Kriyat Shema with every fiber of your being. How do you drive that point home? By saying, right, by making sure that you always magically reach 248, which is the number of symbolic limbs in the body. Right, that's what I think of when I see this tradition. So, the second tradition, the Kolbo quote, is very different. And I'm not sure what to do with it. And this appears here and appears much longer in the Zohar, which is, Shem Yishmor Adam Ramach Tevot Shel Kriyat Shema, Yishmor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ramach Evarim Sheba Adam. That if you keep the 248 words of Torah, then God will protect you. Now that is a very different vision. What is that? Right, again, I think the one that's focused on Kol Atzmotai Tomarna is saying that Shema is about total commitment. And therefore, we symbolize that by trying to hit 248. But what is this idea of God will protect you if you say Kriyat Shema? And this, I'll say, is much clearer in the Zohar's version. Right? Let me just read you the Zohar's version. Do you want me to read you the Zohar's version?
Not gonna be worth. I mean,
yeah. Okay, so I'm taking this. I'll go back and forth in the translation here. I have it from Biurei Atila. But he writes, "Patach Rabbi Yehuda va'amar." Rabbi Yehuda opened and said, "Rufuot tihi sarecha v'shkuliyai la'atmotecha." A remedy for your stomach and medicine for your bones. Hatorah hi refuah la'adam. The Torah is a healing for people. La'guf v'la'atamot ba'olam hazeh v'olam haba. For the body and soul in this world and the next. The Abba Rabbi Nechemya Abba Rabbi Nehorai, because Rabbi Nechemya said the name of Rabbi Nehorai, as v'tal v'arnash b'hai alma v'chol yom ma'am dekari kriyat shema alti kante. When a person recites Kriyat Shema in the proper way, it acts as a medicine for a person. The Amar Rav Nehorai, and Rav Nehorai said, "Kriyat Shema yesh ramach tevot, t'minyan, ramach evarem shel adam." Kriyat Shema has 248 words, like the 248 limbs. V'akore Kriyat Shema ki tiknakol eivir v'er notal teva achat latzmo mitrapeba. If you say Kriyat Shema properly, then each limb in your body takes a word as its private guardian angel. To protect it. And then it tells the story, Adahachi Matahu Yanuka Meurcha Vyativ Kamayu, While he was teaching this, a young boy came and sat among him. Shama Ilan Milan, he heard this. Kama Ragloi Vamar, he got up and he said, the obvious question, Valobi Kriyashma Ainsham Ela Ramay Tevot. Kriyashma only has 245 words. I don't know if he knew it offhand, if he was a nudnik who sat there and counted. I don't know. The guy sitting in the back, look, I don't like gematrias. But you know that people who do like gematrias are always a nudnik who sits in the back and says, wait a second. It's one off. And then they answer, it's okay, it's the kolel. Right? You know this, right? There's this rule in gematrias that they're always allowed to be one off. That's why I hate the anti-nut crusade on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Drives me up the wall, right? Which is, you know how this works.
Okay.
It's egos is gematria 17. And chet, if it's written chaser, without the aleph, is also 17. The problem is that chet written mole is also the same as chai, which is 18. So no one bothers mentioning that if you spell sin out fully, it also is the same as, I mean, and therefore by the kolel, eating nuts should give you life. Aha! I mean, I can't deal with it. It drives me nuts. It's weird, right? Yes, exactly. What even intentional?
The best girl that I like to live by is if you take the gematria, the same gematria as the Bitokara.
Yes, but you know what the gematria of gematria is? Ki davarekum ki what is it? Ki hu davarekum kam ge. No, sorry, is the pasuk right? The ein davarekum kam ki hu chayechem. Right, this is something that Ruchayim, one of the Balei Tosafot, points out. The gematria of gematriot is for the Torah is your life and it is not empty. Right, like. Everyone can find a gematria to prove literally anything. Okay, give me enough time, and I can run it through Bar Ilan, which has a gematria calculator. No. You know, gematria calculator, you can put in any number, it'll give you every pasuk in the Torah or every phrase in the Torah that has that. No. So you can do whatever you want.
I remember on a bad day on the library,
I don't know what it was. Ki lo davarei kumikem, that's what it is. Right, that's what it is. The gematria of gematriot is ki lo davarei kumikem. It is not an empty thing. Yes. That is what it is.
Name of the 2 hours
field of Marcia, it was
the word.
Yeah. So anyway, Tibbini. So he says to him, sit down. Amar bini, shamat ba'amidi. Have you ever heard anything? Amar le kach shamati me'abba. The kid shemish ma'ach tevot. Chosher tlat l'minyon evarev shaladam. I heard from my father that there are 248 words minus 3. My takan says, how do you fix it? Tekinu deshab chosher shloshat tevot elu. Umayninu Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Solution 1 is the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Kidei lahashlim ramach tevot ala kahal. Kidei shalom yisik lehemet lo pachot mishlosha ve lo yotem mishlosha. Adahachi ati Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Pinchas v'yativ legabayu v'amar lehu b'may askitu amar lehu b'mila de kriyat shema v'achi amar hayinuka. So in the meantime, now the little kid has come to give, has given shir. So Rabbi Pinchas comes in and says, what are you learning? And he says, this is what the kid taught me. Amar Vadai Haki is that he's right. The Hachi and Ryokhan and Benuri, Amar Abyosi ben Durmaskis, Mishmaj Rabikiva, Chasidim or Isharim Tikr Kriyashma Kineged Aseret HaDibros, Ukineged Minyan Evarishal Adam. Kriyashma was parallel to the Aseret HaDibros and the limbs of a person. Vachasrimim Shlosha, minus 3, Tiknushi Shaschozer Mashmamoto, Maininu Hashem Kechem, Emet. Fine, and therefore v'chola korei kriyat shema kai gavna v'yaduah shenu nizer po to yom, and therefore anyone who says shema will know that he won't be damaged that whole day. V'chola omer kriyat shema shalom imatzibor eino masam evarav v'nechidur shlosha tevot sheshat kozer. But if you're davening without a minyan, then you're missing 3 limbs, your ear, nose, and mouth, I don't know, right? Maita kante. So what's his first solution? Yechavein betet vav vavin de emet v'yativ. 15 vavin. Right? So he says, im kol zeh yekorei etc., etc. Now, the truth is, sorry, I thought he quoted it. He doesn't. The Tzar himself doesn't actually quote that Tim Lekech Hamed. He quotes very obsessively this 248 tradition. And that's why I'm focusing on this today, right? Not just Kalmach Nivon, but the 248 tradition. We'll talk maybe about Halacha next week. But, so this was something we found in the Kolbo, now we find in the Zohar, that the reason you focus on 248 is because it's a refuah for you. God will protect you. So, what's the word here? What does that mean? If someone explains to me, why is that important? Why is that important? Give me it. We said, I think gets to this idea of the totality of experience, right? Totality of commitment. But what's this? So one possibility comes, right, I think, simply from the fact that there is this idea that what keeps us healthy, we talked about this last year when we did Rafa'inu, that we don't ask God something for refuah. What do we ask? To ensure that our relationship with Him is healthy enough that we deserve refuah, because refuah is a natural expression of our relationship with Him, right? What was the proof text we used to prove that theory? Right, the story in B'Shalach, right, from where we get the idea that God is right? That's the source, Ki'ani Hashem Rofa'echa. And the context there, again, it's constantly, if you keep mitzvot and things like that, we're in Torah, refuah isn't just something we daven for, it's a reflection of our relationship with God. So, as important as that is in general, where is that going to be most important? When we're talking about the totality of our experience, meaning Shema isn't just a mitzvah. Shema is when we talk about being committed to all mitzvot in general, to being committed to God in general. And if we think that refuah is the natural expression of what? Right, of our relationship with God, then that's the time when it's worth talking about God protecting our whole body, the totality of ourselves. I think that's where this comes from. And if you look at the Abu Draham, the way he quotes this tradition, he says, where do you get this? Damrin be'ela hadvarim rabba, because we say in dvarim rabba, shmor mitzvotai dechiei. Keep my mitzvot and you'll live. Shmor ramach devot shebekriyat shema. Keep the 248 words of shema. V'akadosh baruch hu yishmor ramach devarim shelcha. And then God will protect your 248 limbs. And then he goes through, and how do you solve this whole problem? Okay, right, so he quotes the Kel Melech Naaman, and then he quotes Midrash Rut, meaning the Zohar here, and the like, okay? There is another tradition that is a little bit different, though I think in certain ways it gets to the same place. And this is not about the 248, this is about Kel Melech Naaman. The Midrash Agadah in Dvarim says as follows, V'da, ki aseret hadvarim yesh bohem tariag mitzvot. Inside of the aseret hadibrot is a hint to all 613 mitzvot. Right? U'kriyat shma yesh bohem tariag mitzvot. And kriyat shma is 613 mitzvot. Ki shetimne otam yesh tof reishud milot. How do you know? Because there's, I already did the thing. Because there's 610 words in Kriyat Shema. Yes, it gets worse. I didn't say it got better. I said it got worse. L'sichach tiknu kodem shomer Shema, tomer shalosh milot, v'hein kel melech neman, kidei shiashlin, tariag milot, keneged tariag mitzvot.
Even like attempting to get 610 words.
I don't know, count, I don't know. But again, I think, even though this is a different tradition, right? This tradition, I think, again, is about this idea, right? I think the idea, however you want to pull off these numbers, but the idea that the reason you say Kel Melech Naaman is to symbolically fill up 613, right? Again, right? I think that this is a theme that for me, I see over and over from the pshat of Kriyat Shema to the weird Minhagim of Shema. But this obsession with symbolizing 248 limbs of the body because of Kol Tzemach Tomarna, or 613 because of the Tariag Mitzvah that are inherent in Kriyat Shema. All of that, for me at least, right, bolsters the point that central to our understanding of Shema and all the mitzvot in Shema is this idea of complete, of total commitment. Right, and therefore, even the minhagim that surround it, right, the symbolism in Kriyat Shema is constantly about this. Again, is it about the limbs? Is it about the mitzvah? They all come to the same place. That tradition, that the reason you want 248 is because it protects you. That, again, I think goes back to what we talked about last year, which is that refuah is unique in Torah, that it's not about just davening for health, but the way we ask for refuah is refuah as a reflection of the relationship that we have with God. Okay? So I see that because of the video, we've lost them. So you know what? So in that sense, okay, so I think what we'll do next week then is we'll both try to figure out, okay, is there a halachic problem with Kel Melech Ne'eman? Try to trace the actual min of what it was, right? And then we'll see that so far today we've just focused on the 248, right? Which obviously will come back next week, but obviously there are many Mefarshim who, in addition to simply things about 248, think that the choice of Hashem Elokei Chemed, Kel Melech Ne'eman, and the like are also important in and of themselves, so we'll talk about that next week. But for today, this is the meaning of the 248 for Shema.